You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan, I'm the host of the show. And this show always consists of two different parts, in which the last half is always a shamanic ritual, which is aiming at pulling your attention away from all the things that demand your attention all the time on the inside. All your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions, they all demand your attention. Just watch now. Everything that pops up on the inside grabs your attention and pulls you into a little story. Well, this ritual is meant to pull you out of these stories and to lead your attention back to the openness that you actually are. Because right now, every moment, you just exist. Just watch now, you just exist. And existing is a very wide open, peaceful state. Everything arises within this being, so to speak. And everything that arises within this being claims your attention. Just watch now, every thought just claims your attention and pulls you in their little story. And then the little story becomes your story. Get into an angry thought and you will find back that you become angry. And you will treat everything in the world angry and they will respond to that. And that's how we create our version of the reality all the time. And this ritual is, well, mainly focused on getting your attention away from all these attachments, all these thoughts, all these things that, well, that captured our attention and pulled you into a certain way of perceiving and relating. And it's a shamanic ritual, which means I will use shamanic tools such as a rattle, drum. And this is not so much healing sounds or something. No, it's a means to let you consciously share in a wide open state. I have to do something to pull your attention, because otherwise all the other things pull your attention. So I do these things, and the things I do are attuned to shake you loose, so to speak, from the things that captured you. And as soon as you let go of these things, you'll find yourself back in a wide open, peaceful space. And that's what, in my opinion, this ritual is meant for. So that's the second part. And in the first part is always a talk. And I always get a lot of questions about this whole globalization, new world order, conspiracy sort of thing. How do I see these things? And I think if I look at how things develop in the world around us, you can clearly see there's a movement towards globalization. And I think that's a healthy and a good thing. I think the time is over from fractions. That's a tribal thought. It's all small communities against each other. And I think clearly the solution is, like, we are one people on one planet, so it makes sense to have, you know, one government, one currency, etc., etc. I think the only thing is, you know, there are some fractions who want to run the show. That's the only problem. There's nothing wrong with one government or a world currency. It just depends on who's running the show. And in conspiracy things, they mainly think about there's a fraction wanting to get it. I think that's a very limited view on it. I think there's not one fraction who wants to be the new boss. No, there are a lot of fractions who want to be the new boss. There's not one conspiracy. There are many conspiracies. They all have their own show running, and, well, they try to get into that driving seat. And on one hand, I think this whole global development, this movement towards globalization is very positive, because clearly we need one government and not 25 who are, you know, arguing all the time, etc., etc. The only thing is, who's going to run the show? And what you see now clearly in just about every government is ruled by the big corporations. It's very clear that they run the show. If you just look at, well, from what I know from the US, you know, all these candidates get so much sponsor money from big corporations that, well, something has to get back, you know, clearly. So you see that they run the whole show in Europe. They are just about every guy in the government works for Goldman Sachs, I believe. So, you know, I don't know. And it's interesting if you see what these people aim for. Once I saw this very interesting documentary about this whole thing. And this was a guy from big companies. And he said, no, the whole idea is that everything will be corporate owned, including air, water, and you have to pay for everything. That was their goal. And I think, yeah, that sounds very negative, and especially if you read the papers, which, of course, everything in the media is owned by, well, guys in power, obviously. And if you just read these things, I think, yeah, it's a very, very difficult situation. And it looks very negative. And I think there's a very negative side to all these things, but there's also a very positive side to all these things. Because we are moving out of this tribal sort of atmosphere, which means you against me, and we are much more moving towards we. So it's a very positive thing. And the only thing is, how can you positively co-create with this movement? Because this movement is here. It has nothing to do with the government or powers that be or want to be or whatever. No, it's a, you could say, a natural movement in development of life and in the development of humanity. And the only thing is, well, how can you, yeah, how can you deal with that in a positive way?
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
And the thing is, you know, how can you deal with that? How can you anticipate on that? Well, you can cooperate with one of these fractions. That's the way they like it when most people are positioned. You could do protesting. And you could protest all these things in various ways. And definitely there's something to say for that. On the other hand, I would like to give you two thoughts with that, because first you acknowledge they are the power, and then you want to take it from them. So what is the good thing? Because first, you, when you acknowledge something, you make it stronger. For yourself, you make it stronger. You say, yeah, you're the boss and I'm going to fight you. But I think is the thing is, we give them the power in our way of behaving and positioning ourselves towards them. You don't have to see them as the power. You don't have to react like they are the power. They are only have power because, well, people acknowledge their power. Yeah, if we don't acknowledge their power is gone. You know, it's very basic, I reckon. And I think, yeah, so what could you do? How can you contribute to a more harmonious and more peaceful world? Because clearly globalization could also lead to that, to global solution, to finishing hunger and wars and the whole shit. And I think that's a very beautiful ideal to work towards. And so what can you do? I think protesting, well, yeah, there's something to say for it. It's, yeah, there are many sides to look at that. I think the best thing to do is trying to create your own positive attitude towards however it is, and try to be in a position that you can, well, that you accept the way it is, and that you can deal with that in a way which is constructing. Because I come from this protesting movement, and for a very long time in my youth I was part of that. And what happened to me is, you know, we were always in the squads and we always had these, you know, you got moved out of your house and there were fights with the police and things. You see, when you start looking at injustice, I found out that in the end, my whole universe was filled with injustice, was filled with pain, with horror, and well, that doesn't make you feel very happy. I don't say there is no pain. No, of course there's pain and horror and all these things. But in that time, I could not see the beauty of a flower, for instance. You know, I said, this is much more important. It's not much more important. Both things are here. And you should be in a position that you accept that there's also pain and negativity. But you should try to contribute to the whole thing in a positive way. Work towards the solution. If we want a world which is harmonious and peaceful and more justice and that sort of thing, you know, if it has to happen, I think, well, this is about the time it has to happen. If you read all these prophecies and that sort of thing, you know, it's clearly we're living in a very special time frame. And it's all pointing towards major change inside and outside. Well, if we want something else, I think now is the time. If not now, when then? Right? So that's the whole thing with this whole globalization and the whole crisis that's got created. You know, it's a crisis, but it's also a chance. And it's a chance for another way of relating to ourselves, our environment, other people. And there are two ways to look at it. I think many people will get forced to live in a different way. Just because you lose your house, your money, etc., etc. You will get forced to take another position in life. And I think the more we can voluntarily try to take in another position and not to be just focus on, you know, more of the same, because it's clearly that's over. Just look around you. All the old structures are collapsing. So trying to hold on to the old thing is not going to work. As I said, I think it was last week, I said this. If you look, we as human beings, we try to find identity in something, because I think our identity is, well, very open and not defined. And that's scary. So we always want to be something. And that's also the thing with, you know, getting into the thoughts at this and that. Then you are something. Then you are angry. Or you are thinking this and that. Or you're that person with that. So we try to get to find identity in the things we perceive. And in the position it brings. For instance, your job brings a position, being a husband, or having a house, owning a certain car, whatever. It all brings position. And with the position, you find a piece of identity. And what's happening now is that all this stuff, these positions are built off, well, they are falling apart, aren't they? Yesterday you were the big guy with the expensive car and a nice house. Today you live in Tent City. So that will do something to your identity. And I think the best thing to do and to try is not to get mournful and revengeful, these sort of emotions about what's lost. No, I think you should try, and I don't say that's easy, but I think it's worth trying at least, you know, to find a different position. Because everything is not positive or negative. Everything is positive and negative. And you define for yourself whether it's positive or negative. You could also say it brings different chances. It brings different challenges. It will stimulate a different part of you. Maybe first you were only working for your career and only busy with yourself. And now maybe because you don't have any money, you have to cooperate with people making a vegetable garden or whatever. So that's good for you. I don't say it's pleasant. No, but it's good for you because you need a different part of what you were. And we are so used to holding on to this image we are identified with. I think when one day you're a big guy and the next day you're you're homeless and your whole position and everything to it has gone. You know, you have to find a positive way to give shape to that and to anticipate with that. So I think the best thing to do is try to be open and try to look at the situation as what can I contribute to it. And of course it's always a shock, you know, this sort of change between one identity and the other one. But try to give shape in a positive way. Try to create something beautiful. Like if you see that this way of living obviously is on its return. If not voluntary, then it will go non-voluntarily. So my guess. So we should find another way. And I think many people are longing for another way, which is more just and more peaceful, more harmonious, more in harmony with nature and life. So try to give shape to it in a positive way. Try to be helpful. If you see so many people suffering, please try to help. And that's the new attitude that has to come. That we try to create together a new thing and try to give shape to that. And you can do that with big means. You can also do that on another scale with small means. If you don't have the money, there are many people who have no jobs, or there are many hands. And many hands can do a lot of things. So I really hope people will start initiatives to put these hands in a useful way to work. And not you get money from the government and now you have to make something in some sort of factory. No, but a positive thing for the people. Try to create your own vegetable garden with your neighbors, or if you're with a few hundred guys, you know, you can. These are 200 guys or 200 hands. You can do a lot of work with that. Everybody has a hammer. Everybody has some tools or whatever, you know, in order to create something. And I think if we look for ways to create in a way which is contributing for all, contributing to your environment, contributing to your fellow human beings, because we all have a hard time, except that 1%, I guess. But I guess you might be one of the 99. So let's join and let's try to bring something positive. And I think the something positive is mainly focused on cooperation. Try to cooperate with your neighbors, with your direct environment. It doesn't have to be something big. You can do that on any scale. And try to create together an alternative. You can do it on many levels. And if we all try that, or the more people try that, I think we can start something more positive, and we have to. There are many sides to all these things. As I said, crisis is terrible because many people lose everything. On the other hand, many people live very isolated and locked up within their own little thing. Well, if you get forced to live with your in-laws or with your parents, whole new family structures come to life again. If you don't have money to watch TV, you will start doing board games. So it will create also something else. And the thing is, well, you know, you should find another appreciation for the stuff and for the things that are there, and find another way to make positive use of that. Because definitely there is not just lack of possibilities, there's also always just as much possibilities. And the only thing is, well, try to be in a position that you can see the positive. Because, as I said before, once you start focusing on negative, your whole universe might get filled with negative. And I know from my own experience very well how that feels and how that works for a very long time. I'm talking about many, many years that I had this very negative view on everything, which is terrible for me and terrible for everything around me, because you're not nice company when you're always negative. Claro, no? So try to get the positive side of everything. And get the positive side, not to know I only want the positive side. No, try to create something which is contributing to a situation. Try to create an alternative. Because the media only says, there's only this, there's only this way, there's only that way. And in general, they give you one way or, at the best, two ways. It's what they propose. It's not how you have to do it. You can find your own way. And I believe you can find your own way in simple ways. And especially when you join forces with your neighbors, your friends, your family, you know, people who are directly connected to you. I think many things are possible. And as I said, the ritual we do, I will start it in a few minutes, is meant to pull you out of all these negative identifications and to put you in a place in which you're open and not so, possessed with your own thoughts, your own fears, your own things. Because, you know, when you're fearful, you don't see much possibility. The possibility is there, but you're feeling fearful. So I try to get you in an open space. And that's why we do this every week, that you're as open as possible. So you see more possibilities, you can anticipate on more things. And that's exactly the idea. I think there are two legs on this mechanism. The one is you have to be in openness, or not so identified in order to see more possibilities. And in order to do that, you have to transform negativity. Well, that's exactly the aim of this show. So, don't fear, have trust, because I think this whole development is, in the end, leading to something good. I think we might go through very rough times, and we might need each other. And this needing each other might create the bond we need in order to make this a nice globe, a nice planet for all of us, because even if you look in ancestry, we're all, even on the DNA level, we're all family, and we actually are. So let's make something nice. Let's help to create something beautiful. Try to keep yourself in an open, positive space. And then you can be to help for yourself and to your community. No. And I know it's not always easy. It's not always easy when, you know, there are many sides to these things. But in the end, it's your life. You have to live it, and you have to make something out of it, no matter how the circumstances are. And as we all know, they change all the time. So try to find grip by letting go. Try to find grip in just, you know, your state of being in which everything arises. Because the more you are in peace within yourself, the better you can deal with whatever comes your way. All right. Have a good week.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M. please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.